there was a website that only existed for 47 minutes on February 12, 2022, at 3:14 a.m. It was hosted on a server in an abandoned warehouse in downtown Los Angeles. The site's domain name, Erebus Voidcom, was quickly forgotten until now. Archivist and cybersecurity specialist Rachel Kim stumbled upon an archived version of the site while digging through the depths of the Internet Archive on October 15, 2022. She was searching for evidence of a long-lost project and instead found a cryptic message on the website's homepage. The message read, "The truth is hidden in plain sight." As Rachel delved deeper into the archive, she discovered a series of diary entries from the website's creator, known only by their handle, Echo1. The entry started on January 1, 2022, and initially seemed innocuous, discussing everyday life in the small town of Oakwood, Illinois. But something about the tone seemed off. The diary entries continued, with Echo1 discussing their fascination with an old, abandoned asylum on the outskirts of Oakwood. They mentioned rumors of strange occurrences and unexplained noises coming from the building at night. Rachel's curiosity was piqued, and she decided to investigate further. On February 5, 2022, Echo1 began to record audio logs detailing their experiences exploring the abandoned asylum. The recordings were eerie, with creaking doors and faint whispers in the background. Rachel felt a chill run down her spine as she listened to the logs, wondering what Echo1 had uncovered. As the recordings progressed, Echo1's tone became increasingly unsettling, discussing strange symbols etched into the walls and an overwhelming sense of being watched. The audio logs ended abruptly on February 11, 2022, with a frantic message from Echo1 saying they had to get out before it was too late. Rachel's heart was racing. Rachel discovered a series of photographs taken by Echo1 depicting the abandoned asylum and its surroundings. The images were distorted, with strange, unexplained artifacts and glitches. She began to wonder if Echo1 had stumbled upon something sinister, something that didn't want to be seen. The photographs led Rachel to a specific location, a small, hidden room deep within the asylum. Echo1 had mentioned this room in their diary entries, describing it as a place of dark revelation. Rachel's curiosity was now mixed with fear, as she realized she was getting close to uncovering a disturbing truth. As Rachel dug deeper, she found a hidden server containing a single, unmarked video file. The file was dated February 12, 2022, at 3:14 a.m., the exact time the website went live. The video was encrypted, but Rachel managed to crack the code, revealing a chilling message from Echo1, "I have seen the void." The video began to play, showing Echo1 standing in front of a black, abyssal void. Their eyes were black as coal, and their voice was barely above a whisper. "I have seen the truth," they said, "and it has seen me." The screen faded to black, and Rachel was left with only silence and an eerie feeling that she was being watched. And then, the lights went out.